7 after the hour as we get back to Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health, second hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Good Day program. He follows the evidence, follows the science, follows the information. You can follow it as well. You want to be informed and enlightened about a problem you have, 888-553-7536. We also follow the news of the week. Your emails come in to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstephan.com. Lynn asked about Chinese herbs and whether they can control diabetes by regulating blood sugar. Diabetes and blood sugar with Chinese herbs. She's not specific about what Chinese herbs we're talking about here. There are all kinds of different Chinese herbs, aren't there? I mean, plant extracts and things like that. Ginseng. Ginseng's an herb, right? That's a Chinese herb.
Well, the Chinese herb that is used is berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. And that has been noted to lower blood sugar. But, you know, I don't know whether the safety studies are out there, and certainly conventional doctors are not going to use that. Metformin is a wonderfully long-term used drug for this. You know, the news in this arena about the safety of diabetes type 2 drugs is Actos, which I'm staying away from because of the report that it increases the risk of bladder cancer. But Metformin is a drug that's been around for so long. It works. It's, for most people, it's safe. And that would certainly be my first choice here.
Well, one of the things that's most frustrating
after
for somebody,
diet and exercise didn't work. It's so important.
Right. Yeah. But one of the things that's frustrating for you, it would seem, maybe for a lot of doctors who have really an ethical bear to them, is to look at all of these things, hear people say that it works, but yet there's no proof to it. And then you go back to some of these drugs that have been around for a long time. It has to be frustrating sometimes because you know there probably is something else that works, but because it hasn't been proven, it's hard to recommend it.
Well, especially we're all held to the community standard. And, you know, on every billboard in America, there are lawyers who are advertising for patients who don't get the right treatment. And this is where it becomes a medical legal nightmare for doctors.
Yep. Kathy wants to know about vitamin B6 and colon cancer. We've had a lot of talk about vitamin B, but they're varying. There are how many different types of vitamin B? And are there some vitamin Bs that are good for heart problems as well?
Well, the vitamin B story, you know, there's B1, 6, 12, among others. The vitamin B story in heart disease actually turns out that it doesn't seem to have a role in lowering the risk of heart disease. It seems to have an effect, a good effect, but on the other hand, it feeds plaques, and these two good and bad effects seem to cancel themselves out. There's been one big study after another, well done, multi-centered, placebo-controlled, double-blinded, and you just can't seem to prove that vitamin B treatments lower the risk of heart attacks. And so I think you don't need to therapeutically treat yourself with the B vitamins if you're concerned about heart issues. I like taking a multivitamin. I like eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, a good healthy diet to get the right amounts. If you're having problems with fatigue, get your B12 and folate levels checked in the blood test. Make sure you're not anemic. But I think it's all in moderation. There has been some evidence that maybe B6 might lower the risk of colon cancer, but this is not yet ready for prime time.
All right, we are ready for prime time, and your calls, 888-553-7536. Vernon is in Eustis, Florida. That's near you, Ken, isn't it?
It sure is.
Hi, Vernon. You're on with Dr. Ken. If you don't like what he says to you here, go to his office.
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, Vernon.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Thanks for calling.
I have three questions, really, about blood pressure medicine. I have lorazepam. I have amlodipine and metoprolol. Right now, I'm just taking the metoprolol, two pills a day, which is they're 25, which would make 50 milligrams in the morning. And I just wonder if you could tell me if I'm taking the right things or if it's okay to take all of those. Or
Vernon, the question of whether you use any medication for blood pressure is determined by actually diagnosing whether you have high blood pressure. And that's step number one. And the only easy way to do that is to do it yourself at home with a calibrated upper arm home blood pressure monitor. If you do it just in the doctor's office, you're at risk of getting white coat and being overtreated. If you do it in the grocery store, you're not going to get an accurate number. I recommend either one of two brands, a MicroLife or an Omron device. You can get them all over the place. And the department stores, the pharmacies, even the grocery stores have them for sale. And you need to take it one time to the doctor's office, make sure it works. You know, we'll check your blood pressure with our ears and with your home device. It should be an automated device. You just press the button and it gives you a digital reading. They're easy to use. But the key is you have to sit for at least 15 minutes and relax, because mental and physical activity will increase your blood pressure. And when we're trying to measure the blood pressure, when we tell you it should be for most people under 140 over 90, for some people a bit less, that's when you are at your baseline blood pressure, which requires you to sit for 15 minutes, and you should do it morning and evening. After you do that, if your numbers are high, then you start using medications. And, you know, doctors arm wrestle forever. What's the best first treatment? A lot of it depends on other issues that you have. If you're otherwise well, what we usually use these days is either first line a diuretic or an ACE inhibitor. And then if you have heart disease, we may use a beta blocker, which you have, the metoprolol. You also mentioned amlodipine, which is a calcium channel blocker.
Mm-hmm. All right. Makes sense.
Okay. What about lorsatan? I don't take all of them. Right now I'm just taking the metoprolol, and my question was about all these different kinds overlapping.
How do you spell that? Do you mean lisinopril?
Amlodipine.
Right, that one I've got, the one with the L.
Lorsatan.
Spell that.
L-O-R-S-A-T-A-N.
Wait, slow down. L?
O-R-S-A-T-A-N.
You mean Losartan, don't you? Losartan. That's the generic for Cozaar, which is an angiotensin receptor blocker. I think you mean Losartan.
Okay, I was just.
And that is. That's the generic,
I have it here now.
It's L-O-S-A-R-T-A-N. Right, that drug I know. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
50 milligrams.
Right.
I'm trying to get your opinion about which is the best, if I need and not to be taking all of them or what.
Vernon, it depends on what your blood pressure is, and it depends on what other medical issues you have. And, you know, this really would require, I think, an office visit to untangle all that. And there are good drugs. There are different categories of drugs. One's a calcium channel blocker, the amlodipine. The metoprolol is a beta blocker. And the losartan is a so-called ARB. These are different classes of drugs depending on a lot about you. And, you know, I would have to do a personal evaluation to help you figure out which is the right medicine.
Oh, the one that I'm on now, the metoprolol, 50 milligrams in the morning, is that okay? I mean, what do you?
Well, is it okay? It's a beta blocker. It's commonly used. We don't usually use it first line anymore for blood pressure, unless you have heart disease, coronary disease, or a rapid heart rate. But usually, if you're otherwise healthy, we start off with either a beta, excuse me, with a diuretic, which is not in your list, or with a so-called ACE inhibitor like Zestril, which is not in your list, and we don't go to the Losartan unless you cough on the ACE inhibitor. Vernon, I think that's as much as we can do on the air. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Well, you can call Dr. Kennedy's office. He's in your area, 800-LAY-CARDIO for the direct opinions. Dr. Ken taking your calls at 888-553-7536.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Are you trying to decide whether to get Dad a red or blue tie this Father's Day? Or are you ready to think outside the box? I'm Bob Payne. According to a recent survey conducted by Western Union, almost one-third of consumers will be giving a Father's Day gift this spring. That's potentially more than 95 million. The survey also shows that sentiment matters the most, so the main message should be, I love you. J.P. Valdez, Marketing Vice President, Western Union.
Finding a gift that one wants to hide can be difficult, especially since many consumers who plan to buy a Father's Day gift think that what he wants is out of their price range. Consider giving the gift of cash so that can get what he really wants. He can buy some new sporting equipment, get some new tools, or save it for a rainy day. The gift of cash is a perfect solution for celebrating that.
If you want to know what Dad wants this year, don't be afraid to ask him. But if he won't say anything, consider giving something he won't forget, cash. For more information, visit WesternUnion.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. Sign up for the Good Day Health newsletter. The story this week, go to DougStephan.com and see Dr. Ken's picture as co-host. Go to DrKenShow.com, which is his website. Sign, just put your email address in there. You get the newsletter, the normal one. Plus, we have one that we're now doing with regularity on pain, newsletter on pain only, right?
We are, yes.
Any kind of information that's out there, Ken synthesizes it. Sign up for it. Email at DrKenShow.com, the Good Day Health newsletter.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. There's a lot of news this week. People have probably read in their newspaper or online about genome sequencing. It's not like it was the first time this has been discussed. Matter of fact, one of the primary companies involved in this sort of thing is here in Framingham, where I live. This is something that people read and they think, all right, they go back to the, what is it, 10... or more years ago, we had the survey which found most of us are all the same. Wasn't that connected to genome? What's genome anyway? G-E-N-O-M-E, Ken. What is that?
That's the genetic code that determines what we turn into. And there's an ongoing national project to discover, to sequence the entire code. And we're pretty much into it. And we're hoping that by understanding the entire code of the human being, we can repair abnormalities which are responsible for a lot of diseases. In fact, the news this week from Nature Genetics was that scientists have discovered genes that are linked to migraines. And these migraine headaches, which are more common in women, actually the genetic abnormalities, more common in women.
Really? Wow, this is a screamer for you. 888-553-7536. Let's talk to Jennifer, who's in Fullerton, California, listening to KFWB, a suburb of the City of Angels, out a little bit to the west. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer.
I had a question about vitamin B. I believe it was B12. About 5 years ago, I was... random symptoms nobody could put a finger on, and I had an awesome doctor that did every blood test that she could do. And when we got the lab reports back, the vitamin B number was about 4 points above as low as what was considered normal. And my question is, it's been a few years since I was receiving the vitamin B12 shots once a week. I do have an appointment lined up for the test again, but number one, she had told me that taking a supplement of vitamin wouldn't give me the same effect that the shots would, that I may not be able to absorb it as well as the shot. And my second part of the question, I wanted to know if that was true or not, and then the second part of my question is vitamin B deficiency related to my difficulty in losing weight?
Wow, great questions. People who are vitamin B deficient, they usually get feelings of weakness, tired, lightheadedness. They can have pale skin. They can feel sick to their stomach and actually lose weight and have diarrhea or constipation. You can have numbness or tingling in your fingers and toes. You actually need in the stomach certain special parts of your body to absorb vitamin B12. So sometimes the problem with being deficient is that you can't absorb it, and that's why it has to be given by injection.
Okay.
And it's very easy to treat. Making the diagnosis is key. Having those symptoms, measure it. You can easily measure levels. And if you are deficient, you just need to get it in whatever way is best for you.
Okay. I know that with the shots, I was feeling a lot better. With the losing weight, is that not a symptom then by any chance? I tried so hard and I'm...
Well, often people who are vitamin B12 deficient actually end up losing weight because you feel sick to your stomach. You're just not hungry.
Okay. I know the other thing that we can think of is that I'm constantly exhausted and it's hard to go exercise, so I do get exercise, but maybe not giving it my all. But that's interesting.
Jennifer, absolutely, because you're anemic. You can't make red blood cells adequately, so you get the fatigue of anemia because you're vitamin B12 deficient. And it sounds to me like you just lack the special material that you need in your gut to absorb B12. And this is pernicious anemia, and it's very treatable, and it should not get in the way of you having a great life. You sound like a great woman. And just get it treated. It's very treatable.
I have an appointment on Wednesday.
Good for you. Let us know how it works out. You're welcome. Our pleasure. 888-553-7536. The FDA this week announced new sunscreen rules. We seem to have been talking about this on and off since the warmer weather began, whether to put sunscreen on, keep it off. This is connected to vitamin D. We went off on this and spent almost a whole program talking about this a couple of weeks ago, Ken.
Well, the FDA this week announced that it's decided to firm up the rules, Doug, for the sunscreen manufacturers. These new regulations will affect how sunscreens can be labeled, and they're intended to help clarify the often confusing claims of these sun protection products.
Well, how do they do that? What should people know about using sunscreen and having vitamin D? Let's reiterate some of the things we said about how important it is to have vitamin D, to have good health. You need lots of vitamin D in your system.
Well, vitamin D is very important throughout the body, not only for bones, which we've known about for a long time, but also for keeping the immune system functioning optimally, to lower the risk of heart disease and even stroke and even cancer. It's all over. Everybody should have their vitamin D levels checked at least once. It should be at least greater than 30. And you can get vitamin D by being out in the sun, but everybody's afraid of getting skin cancer. I recommend here in Florida that my patients, you know, go out in the sun unprotected for about 2 to 10 minutes a day, at least 3 to 4 times a week.
All right, there it is. Be careful, but get enough. 888-553-7536. More of your calls for Dr. Ken coming up in the next half hour here.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Got aches and pains?
Have the flu? Have things that are more serious? What's your problem? You got a sore throat? Urinary tract infection? Skin blemishes? Toenail fungus? I don't know. I'm just looking through some things here that perhaps we can find help for you if you have blisters and bruises or you don't smell good. The last guy, that fellow, that was an interesting call, actually. Let's go back to that for just a second, Ken, if we may. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536. We had a call earlier this morning. Fella said that he has skin that smells like ammonia. Or what happens if, I mean, I never heard that. I have never in my life ever heard anybody talk about something like that. And I, well, you know, it's a cleaning agent. How would your body make the same chemical connection so that your skin would smell like ammonia, or something would be excreted that would smell like ammonia?
Well, doctors and nurses are very familiar hanging around with patients who are having kidney failure. They smell like ammonia. And the way to get rid of that is to fix the kidneys or limit the amount of protein and eat more good, healthy, complex carbohydrates.
Wow. 888, see, the body's an amazing, fascinating thing, isn't it? 888-553-7536. Just before we get to Jay, hold on a second. We'll get right to you next. The number of your colleagues who believe in a superior, supreme being, it's not about religion, but about a, one wonders sometimes, because doctors are accused of being godlike often, and it's sometimes a critical, is not necessarily aimed at making, you know, it being a positive comment. I wonder how, this thought came into my mind, thinking about doctors who do hold life and death in their hands, whether many, most, all, not a lot, believe in infinite intelligence or in something that's greater than us.
I think we're no different than the rest of the population. You know, some believe, some don't. Maybe we take a bit of a more scientific approach than the general population. So, mm-hmm. You know, most of us would say, show me some evidence. But a lot of doctors have a lot of faith, and it really varies. You can't generalize.
All right. But that's an interesting thought, isn't it, when you get right down to it about doctors and their responsibilities and whether they pray that they're doing the right thing, that sort of thing.
I think a lot of it has to do with how they were before they became a physician.
Mm-hmm. Make good sense. 888-553-7536. Jake is in Macon, Georgia. Jake, nice to have you on board. Please ask Dr. Ken your question.
Well, good morning. Good morning. I do believe, and I believe doctors, God works through doctors' hands. But anyway, the comment I had is I've been on Maltec, Pradaxa. I had AFib and back in December. I got shocked back into rhythm. They put me on Maltec, went back out of rhythm in March, shocked me back again, and it got back into rhythm. And about 2 weeks ago, I went back out of rhythm, but I've been on Maltec and Pradaxa since for about 2 weeks now. And I'm wondering, should I stay on the Maltec? Because I'm not sure if the Maltec is going to be able to keep me in rhythm, and I'm concerned about the potential of the liver problems with the Maltec.
Sure. Yes, Maltec is a drug, or a newer antiarrhythmic drug, which is supposed to suppress this atrial fibrillation, which is the most common abnormal heart rhythm. The upper part of the heart beats like a bag of worms, very common as you get older. President Bush 1 had this. And the big risk with atrial fibrillation is that it can create clots in the upper chamber of the heart, and then they're propelled to the brain, causing a stroke. And, Jay, congratulations. You're on this newer drug, Pradaxa, which is a substitute for Coumadin or Warfarin. And the nice thing about Pradaxa is, unlike Coumadin and Warfarin, you don't change the dose. You don't get those regular blood tests, and you take one dose for Pradaxa, and it works as well as Coumadin. And are you happy with the Pradaxa?
I'm happy with the Pradaxa, but my concern is if I'm going to keep going back into rhythm and should I just stop taking the Maltec?
Let's talk about the other issues of atrial fibrillation, and that's rate control, so your lower part of the heart doesn't beat too rapidly as your upper part beats like a bag of worms very rapidly. And then the third issue is converting you back to regular rhythm so that you're not in atrial fibrillation, but you're in regular rhythm. So the next issue is your rate control. Usually you're on another drug that keeps the heart rate under control, either a beta blocker or a calcium channel blocker. Are you on another drug besides the Maltec?
No, they said that I can't take a beta blocker with the Maltec, so either the Maltec or the beta blocker.
So
I was on beta pace last year, and then when they went on Maltec, that I can't do both.
All right. Well, apparently, Jake, your heart doesn't beat too rapidly when you're in atrial fibrillation. Is that correct?
That's true. That's
okay.
True.
All right. Well, that just you have inappropriately normal heart rate with atrial fibrillation. I would, if you were my patient, I'd want to make sure not only is your electrical system okay of your heart, like you're checking out, I'd want to make sure your plumbing of your heart, your coronaries also were
okay.
Nice and healthy. So make sure that you have a CTA of the coronaries or a stress test. But in terms of the Maltec, whether you're going to be on a drug that will keep you suppressed, if you're going in and out of atrial fibrillation, you have failed Maltec. It's not working. So there's really no reason to be on that drug, which now does have some warning about liver issues, as you've pointed out. And don't stop it on your own, because this is tricky business, Jake. But definitely talk to your heart doctor and mention to them, him or her, that the Maltec, and here's the words, is not suppressing the atrial fibrillation. What's the next plan? Because you don't need to be on such a potentially toxic drug, because it's not giving you the effect.
That was my concern. Thank you very much, doctor. I appreciate it very much.
Do you take any magnesium, Jake?
I started taking it about last time I talked to you guys. I take one tablet a day. I think it's like 400 milligrams, I guess.
Good.
Yeah. I take one a day and a multivitamin.
Have you had a stress test or a CTA of the coronaries or a heart catheterization?
No, I have not had that.
Get your coronaries checked, okay?
I will do it. Okay.
And I'm just concerned because your heart rate is inappropriately normal for atrial fibrillation.
I appreciate that very much. You guys do a great job. Thank you, brother.
All right, Jake, thanks for your call. 888-553-7536. That's 888-55-7536. Dr. Ken. It is 19 before the hour. Time for you to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com for a free sample of Salon Pause. Looking at some of the email from people who are taking advantage of this opportunity for the listeners to this program, get a free sample of Salon Pause by going to drkenshow.com, clicking on the Salon Pause button. Nothing else, nothing has been proved to beat the pain without a prescription. Of course, people need to use it as directed. It's pretty simple stuff, Ken.
My office manager, Sandy, who often listens, had some back discomfort. She put on the patch, and it just worked wonders. She loves this. She liked it so much, she even put on another one. Don't put on more than one patch. She learned it the hard way. But this is the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate back, joint, and muscle pains. It's a nice way to avoid all of the havoc of taking a pill.
You have to. This is a product that will relieve mild to moderate aches and pains of muscles and joints that are associated with strains and sprains, simple backache, arthritis, bruises. I have friends, you do, people who work out in the gym, push a lot of heavy weight around. This is a way for you to relieve the pain that could come in the muscles, the shoulders, wherever it is. The patch lasts for about 12 hours. You can't find this anywhere else. And the best way to prove to yourself that it works is to go to drkenshow.com, click onto the Salon Pause logo, and get yourself a free patch. That's how you find out. And if you don't tolerate the pills, you're looking for something. This is, you don't have to go any further than this. Go to salonpause.com or go to Ken's website, drkenshow.com. Click on the Salon Pause logo. Nothing will beat the pain like Salon Pause.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, use as directed.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Barbara, listening on KTSM in El Paso. Hi.
Good morning.
What do we do for you?
Well, my son called me, I guess it was day before yesterday, and he was kind of worried because he said he had gotten a really sharp pain in the pit of his stomach. I asked him where it was, and he said, like, right under his ribs. He said it was so strong that it made him cry.
In the center? In the upper center of the belly?
Yes.
Right under the ribs. Okay, that's...
Right under the ribs.
That's the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is your son?
26.
Okay. I would be eager for that to be checked out. I'd be concerned about a stomach ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately today, those are usually very easily treated, but it's something that does need to get treated so that it doesn't bleed, because then it becomes a mess.
He called his mother to ask what to do?
No, he called his mother because he was scared.
It never ends, I know. You're a good mother.
You know what? I'm going to give you something else, as commercial as it may sound. You hear us talking about these probiotics, Nathan's
sure.
Healthy Trinity.
Yes, I got some in the mail to him.
Yes, that would be a good start. Does he enjoy, you know, at 26, does he enjoy the adult beverages now a little too much?
Actually, he says he hasn't had a drink for about a month.
Was he in the past, though, enjoying it a little too much?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You're a mother. You don't want to think so.
No, he did enjoy beer occasionally, but I think he went through that in his early 20s.
The other thing is he may have eaten. You know, I would try some Pepto-Bismol today initially.
Yeah.
You know,
he said it went away.
This also can be food poisoning. Sometimes it starts as a terrible cramp right in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And Pepto-Bismol is a wonder drug in this area.
And eating late, does he eat late at night?
No, he's recently, probably I'd say in the past 2 months, he's changed his diet and he's trying to be healthy.
Barbara, tell him to try some Pepto-Bismol initially. And if that doesn't resolve the whole thing, he definitely needs to see. You'd start off with the internist or the family doctor, and and then they would go from there, maybe refer him to a GI doctor to do an endoscopy to take a look if it didn't go away with some simple measures.
There you
okay,
go.
That sounds great.
All right, Barbara, you're
welcome.
Let us know
what happens, Barbara. You're a great mother.
888-553-7536. I wasn't kidding when I was talking about Natron, the Healthy Trinity. These folks are the pioneers of probiotics. They've been in it. Their family's been in it for 30 years. I remember talking about them earlier on in my career here. If you are downing these over-the-counter stomach aids, the antacids, and there's nothing that you're getting relief from, really, and you ought to be, Ken is the doctor here, and he has seen many patients who suffer from these symptoms. So what do you give them for relief? We all talk about these probiotics. Put your money where your mouth is, right?
Well, if when you're having these symptoms from the stomach and intestines, the stomach pain, as we just heard about, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, often, hopefully, it's not a serious issue. And these probiotics are so helpful at helping the stomach and intestine work properly, and also the combined benefit of zooming up your immune system to fight all these bugs. And sometimes these simple treatments will work. And obviously, if it doesn't, then you need to, as in the last caller, get to see the doctor. But why not take these simple, natural, healthy, scientifically proven, safe, and effective ways to help these symptoms?
Sounds like a good idea. Here's how you get to Nathan. I want to keep saying Nathan, like the old guy that used to work for us. Natron's Healthy Trinity, serious probiotics for serious people. You take your health seriously. You need Natron's Healthy Trinity. So our advice is to try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't feel happy, healthier, your tummy isn't better in 90 days, you'll get your money back. Natron will give you back your money, no questions asked. All you do is when you call the order line, which is 888-962-8736. That's 888-9-NATRON. Order a bottle. You'll get a second bottle free. You'll get free second-day shipping. How do you beat this? And you get a money-back guarantee. 888-9-NATRON. Probiotics. Everybody needs them. Everybody. You all, every person listening right now needs to call 888-962-8736 and get on the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge Program. 888-9-NATRON. Val is in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I always love the name of that town. All right, Val, what can we do for you?
Hi, I'm wondering how to treat, like, when you get hard toenails. I have a couple of them that are sort of hard, or I don't know if it's a nail fungus or if it's a hard nail. What's the best way to treat that?
Are you a diabetic?
No.
Okay, well, good. And do you have any chronic illnesses that would set you up for infections?
No, what I did was I hit those toes, banged them one time, and then I got a little infection, and I have that cleared up. And I asked the doctor one time about it. He says, it'll grow out.
Well, it apparently hasn't. Often what we do is give you oral medication. You know, there's Lamisil, there's Sporinox, and you can talk to your doctor about that. The other options are these antifungal lacquers that we just kind of paint on your nails. They're like antifungal nail polish. Penlac is a common brand. It's time to get to the dermatologist and let them examine this. You really do need to clean this up.
Okay.
There it is. I clean it up. That's the bottom line. 888-553-7536. We're talking about probiotics. There's a study out this week from the gastrointestinal sort of newsletter, focus on proper bowel preparation in colon cancer screening. That's when you drink that stuff that you have to drink before you get the screening, right?
Doug, everyone has a journal. This is gastrointestinal endoscopy this week. Inadequate bowel cleansing before a colonoscopy can result in high miss rates for precancerous polyps. And the need for earlier repeat tests. Dr. Oz, it was written up all in Time. He did this.
He
came to his moment of Jesus to confess.
There we go. A funny bone transplant story coming up in a moment here on Good Day Health.
Know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Lots of information here at your disposal. Finding out more about your health and well-being, join us every weekend at this time on your station for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the Good Day Weekend Medical Focus, 888-553-7536. There are a lot of things that are good in the news. I suppose this is one of the good news stories. Jocelyn Caldenberg and her bionic funny bone. Let's have this. She's only 8 years old, Ken. It's interesting.
Yeah, the humerus, one of the bones in the arms, she had cancer, and this was replaced by somebody else's. He had a transplant of the humerus bone and is doing great. This is a great story.
Yeah. You remember my talking about my former wife, Tony, who had her arm amputated and when she had cancer in that upper part of the bone on her arm, and it wasn't a funny bone, but she had it replaced by a cadaver bone, not once but twice. And then it finally failed after a number of years, and she's since had her arm amputated. But it was the same sort of operation, and we'd wish this young 8-year-old who plays the piano well. It seems that you look at the scars and you think, wow, this is a tough operation, but you can get all of your facilities back again. At 8, you can go a long ways.
Kids heal.
Fast. Here's Carl in Sarasota, Florida. How about your problem, Carl? What can we do for you, sir?
Well, my question is about the patches. My father-in-law has done landscaping for about 25 years now, and he so much as sneezes wrong and his back always going out constantly on an everyday basis. My question is, how beneficial to someone like that can these patches be for that type of condition with those back problems?
Carl, your wife's going to love you when you make this recommendation to your father-in-law. Have him try the Salon Paws. There's two types, one pain reliever, one arthritis form, and it sounds like he needs the arthritis form. I don't think it can harm him to try it. It's over the counter, and he doesn't have to tear up his stomach, and it's worth a try.
And these are the patches, right?
Yes.
Right,
and
Salon Paws. Go to drkenshow.com.
If you were closer to my office in Mount Dora, I'd give you a sample. You're not too far away if you want to drive by.
Okay, I'm actually, my wife and I actually in a COE, so we are close to Mount Dora.
Come by my office next week and I'll give you a sample. Just tell the folks that you spoke to me on the radio, and if you make the effort because you called, I'll give you some samples.
All right, fair enough. Thanks a lot,
there
Doctor.
There you go. Check out Dr. Ken locally. 800-LAKE-CARDIO is the office number. If you want a consultation directly with him, Bradley's in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Bradley. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, good morning. 1971, I got hit by a rock, and that left me a retinitis pigmentosa and glaucoma. About a year ago, I outgrew my glaucoma, but I can still get dizzy. Do you have any answers to why I'm still getting dizzy?
Bradley, you just need to get evaluated. I would wonder if your eyes are the cause, if they're not focusing together well. I would start with a good eye doctor. Have you done that recently?
Yes.
And
I would get dizzy because the glaucoma would put pressure on my optic nerve.
Exactly.
I outgrew my glaucoma about a year ago, but I'm still getting dizzy.
Bradley, let me just ask a simple. Let me catch up, Bradley. Give me a chance, okay?
Okay.
Did the eye doctor say that it's not in his area, that your symptom is not coming from anywhere in the eye doctor's realm?
Well, they're not sure why I'm still getting dizzy.
Okay, well, then what you need is a second opinion with another eye doctor. And what you want to do, you want to ask the right question to the eye doctor. Is it my eyes in your area that's causing the problem? And if it's not, then the next step is to talk to your internist and try to figure out whether it's your heart, your brain, your blood pressure, your circulation. It could be a lot of different things. But with your history, I would start at the eyes.
Okay. Thank you.
Good,
all right,
good
let's
luck,
see
Bradley.
We, get, we got about 60 seconds here,
call
Jim.
Call me if you're still confused.
Jim in Newburgh, make it quick with Dr. Ken, please.
Yeah, okay. I just heard him mention, excuse me, Actos, which I just took a minute ago. Well, I'm trying to get it up. But anyway, I was diagnosed with Hep C also, and I heard him say something about the liver. Now, I also have Januvia, so I'm opting to put the Actos to the side and take the Januvia.
Jim, this is for type 2 diabetes after
yes,
diet and exercise aren't enough. My first choice is metformin. Have you been on that? We
yes.
do
and,
add.
And,
I'm sorry?
And glucotrol.
Okay.
So, glucophage.
Right. So the metformin was not enough. That's when we add something else. Actos, I'm staying away because of the bladder cancer. Januvia is added as another drug, and it is an option. I would don't stop it without first talking to your doctor, but definitely talk to them next week about it, okay?
Check out drkenshow.com. Get that salon pass, the free salon pass there, and the newsletter as well, both at drkenshow.com and dougsteffen.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day Weekend.